onions, beans. They're good for your heart. The more you eat them, the better they are for your heart, or something like that. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is here to talk beans, canned, dried. And boy, Kathy, I can't believe these dishes we have in front of us. They're
Hello
amazing.
There.
but start with, which beans should we use? Are canned okay for nutrition?
You know, I actually think that canned beans are one of the few canned foods that I feel okay about. Obviously, they're convenient, they're cheap. But when you're using canned beans, there are a few things you really need to be aware of. Mm-hmm. When you open the can, it has that kind of can smell. You always want to strain them out, run them under cold running water, not forceful. You don't want to break them down. Let them drain. Do it again. You always want to make sure that your cans are non-BPA lining. However, I believe that making dried beans from scratch doesn't take nearly as much time as people think.
Really?
Let's do a little experiment.
Okay.
Pick up that white plate, and you'll see there's two types of white cannellini beans. One of them I soaked overnight and cooked up at home. The other one came out of a can.
Okay, so the one on the right is, they're very pretty. They're almost like pearls and brighter. The one on the left, kind of mushy. So
you got it.
What am I seeing?
The ones on the left are the canned beans. They don't have the same texture.
They're mushy.
They fall apart. They're mushy. The ones on the right hold their shape, creamier texture, and way prettier. So you want to know how you make those?
Do it.
Okay. The soaking overnight is the part that gets people. They're like, oh, I can't think ahead. Well, you really can. Like, as you're going to bed and you think, oh, I want to make that bean salad tomorrow. I want to make that bean soup or the bean anything because they're so versatile. Or I'm going to make tacos tomorrow night. Throw them in a bowl, pour some cold water on them. The next day you drain it, rinse them out, put them in a pot with some cold water, and you cook them slowly. You don't want to boil them and have them get all mushy and overcooked. Mm-hmm. You want to cook them until when you hold them up on a slotted spoon and blow on them, like that, the outside skin of the bean will peel off. So I made you a white bean dip,
mm-hmm.
and it's got a cumin oil. Cumin is a wonderful spice that's used a lot in Middle Eastern foods. And then I made pita crackers, where I just took pita bread, cut it in half, brushed it with olive oil, dusted it with cumin, and broiled it till they were crisp and really low in fat, high in protein.
Wow.
And you could use that with canned beans or homemade. I used canned beans for that because I wanted you to see how quickly you can transform a canned bean into something really delicious.
Wow. And you can taste the cumin. It's great.
Isn't it nice? It's almost like a hummus. You throw four or five things in a blender. Done. All right. So moving on.
We have a soup here?
We have a soup, a beautiful soup, all winter vegetables roasted up, carrots, leeks, parsnip, onions, shallots. Throw them into a vegetable broth or a chicken broth. You can add white beans, kidney beans, black beans, great northern beans, or you could add a variety of beans. And the beans make this vegetarian soup almost meaty. That is another quality to eating beans, particularly for vegetarians and vegans. It's a pure protein blast.
This is a meal.
Yeah, it is a meal.
Okay.
A little, well, not for the vegans, but a little grated Parmesan on that and you'd be very happy.
Okay, we have a little, what is this, a salad?
Though, that is a vegetarian taco. So those are corn tortillas that I heated up. And then I sauteed black beans with some onion. I added a little bit of chili powder, a little bit of cumin. There's fresh cilantro and avocado. And then I made a pickled radish that takes 5 minutes. You slice a radish, put it in a jar, add a pinch of sugar, a pinch of salt, and white wine vinegar, and they're instant pickles.
Wonderful.
The thing about beans is that they have so many things going on health-wise. Fiber, protein, antioxidants, help burn fat. The list is ridiculous.
Well, and they can make you a little, shall we say, gassy.
Gassy.
So,
I wondered when you'd bring that up.
Well,
yes, this is really interesting. I was talking to my friend John Forty, who's the executive director of Bedrock Gardens in Lee, New Hampshire. He told me something that I've never heard. The herb savory, there's a winter savory and a summer savory. And through the ages, before Beano or any of those pills existed, people would add savory to bean dishes to reduce flatulence.
Well,
how's that for a tidbit?
Okay.
Also, soaking beans overnight, they say, makes them less gassy.
there's that. Especially if you're, you know, going to have a crowd.
If you're going to have a crowd, you might want to soak them.
Okay. These are beautiful. They feel so filling. I feel like I just did a really good thing for myself.
The thing is, you know, I am a meat eater, but when I eat these dishes, I don't miss the meat. That is the other beauty of beans. There's so many different qualities and so many different types of beans. We talked about the cannellini. There's black-eyed peas. There's kidney beans. There's Great Northern that you use in cassoulet and Boston baked beans, but they all have a different flavor. We tend to think of all beans as tasting the same, but they range from mild to creamy, delicate to strongly flavored. It's really interesting the number of adjectives you can use to describe a bean.
Well, because you're Kathy Gunst and you can do that.
Here I now, am indeed.
Here Now, resident chef Kathy Gunst will have all the recipes at herenow.org. Kathy, wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.